Thunder, those edging clear late, and Diamond Thunder goes on to win it. Diamond Thunder wins the Crowley by three quarters to Cardiff, and Hope running third.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And that was Diamond Thunder winning first up in the Brian Crowley yesterday. It's his fourth win from his last five starts, Jim, and continues trainer Mark Newnham's great run at the moment. And Mark's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy.
Congratulations again, Mark. And this is an underrated colt, this bloke. Three-year-old gelding now, Diamond Thunder, because he won a stakes race at the back end of his juvenile season and carried top weight yesterday, and a very strong performance, Mark.
Yeah, look, he's just getting through his grades without too much fuss. I've always had a decent enough opinion of him, but he only had the one run as a colt, and it's clear that his attitude was going to hold him back as a racehorse. So we gelded him, and he hasn't looked back.
And sent to Brisbane as well, Mark, and a little bit of a toughening up exercise associated with that. What are you hoping to get? What did you get from that spell up in Brisbane?
Oh, look, it just helps them mature a little bit, gets them out of their comfort zone. They've got to adapt to a different environment. Look, I sent him and Shadow Hero up there, and, they're both able to win at Doomben on the same day and then have a nice break. And I didn't look much into the spring for this fella because he's a gelding and... with the amount of prize money we have around, especially in Sydney at the moment, he should have a long and prosperous career. So it's about placing him to advantage from here. And I picked out yesterday's race for him as a race to just keep him ticking over. He couldn't stay out for any longer, and with the Magic Millions in mind in January, so he'll have a freshen up. He'll remain in the stable, have a little bit of a freshen up, and then have a couple of runs in December leading into the three-year-old Magic Noon in January.
Yeah, it's a lovely horse, Mark. And as I mentioned earlier, Continue the Stable's great run because, of course, Shadow Hero did win the Group 1 Spring Champion earlier this month for you. The Cox Plate, a result yesterday would have been good for you in respect that Castelvecchio ran so well to finish second, Mark. And he, of course, ran second to Shadow Hero in the Spring Champion.
Yeah, it was nice to see the form confirmed. I think, coming out of the Spring Champion Stakes, the two runs of the race were the first two across the line because they defied the pattern of the day, which, tended to suit horses in front on the fence. So Shadow Hero and Castelvecchio were able to make ground and, in the middle of the track where it was hard to do on the day. Castelvecchio, look, he ran terrific yesterday and very good colt. My bloke heading forward to the Derby, I'm happy with him.
Did I hear you mention Magic Millions in association with Diamond Thunder there, Mark? Because I know you love getting up there to the Gold Coast in January, as I witnessed earlier this year.
Well, Jimmy, it's a good place to be in January.
He misses nothing, Mark. Don't worry. He misses nothing.
For those of us who are still working, though.
Well, I'm totally with you. I was working up there as well.
Of course.
Long and arduous days, Mark.
Yeah, I didn't see it at the track too many times at 4 a.m, Jim.
Funny about that.
No.
But it's, he'd be a horse that's, suited to a Magic Man 3-year-old over 1,400. I'm sure the 1,400 won't pose any trouble to him. And hopefully we get up there with a good chance in the 2-year-old race, being Every Rose and Diamond Thunder in the 3-year-old. But long way to go till January.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to embarrass Mark now, Jimmy.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, you probably won't like this, but yesterday when you're in there defending your apprentice, Robbie Dolan, it was like watching, what's a great lawyer?
Perry Mason.
It was brilliant. As he walked out, I won't mention the name of the two senior jockeys, Mark, who are waiting for their turn before stewards, like they were walking to the gallows, so to speak. And as they walked out, they asked Robbie Don, "How'd you go?" "Oh, Mark got me off." And these two senior jockeys said, "Come back, Mark, come help us."
Maybe I spent too much time in there while I was a jockey.
No, it was pretty good to watch, actually, getting Robbie off that potential charge. And he's going great guns for you at the moment, isn't he?
He's going fantastic. But, look, as I've said to Robbie previously, there's no good no good going in there and defending the indefendable. So, you know, put up a case when you think you're in the right. Mm. And when you're in the wrong, put up your hand and say, you know, that guilty is charged and move on. And I think that way the stewards look at you seriously as well when you're defending yourself. Mm. And you know, I've always said to him, I'll defend him to the hilt as long as I think you know, he's not guilty.
Yep.
But look, Robbie's come along in leaps and bounds in the last 12 or 18 months, and he's now getting good opportunities in non-claiming races. So, yeah, look, he's got a great future ahead of him. He's a natural lightweight, very strong for his size and weight, and, you know, he rides horses well in front and, you know, from the back of the field. So he's got his bases covered there. And hopefully I've got the next one coming through. I started off another young Irish boy in the last few weeks called Tom Sherry.
Okay.
Tom Sherry.
Write his little name down, isn't it? Tom Sherry.
He's ridden a couple of winners already. Well, he's ridden four winners already in the month that he's been riding. But, you know, I'll follow a similar path with him as we did with Robbie. And Wayne Harris is managing him. And we'll just keep him to country and provincial meetings for the first, you know, 18 months before we let him loose in town. So he'll have the right sort of grounding before he has to compete against the big boys.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye on him.
Sub-editor's dream, isn't he? Yeah. Tom Sherry. Sherry on top and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, no problem. Hey, Mark, congratulations. Stable going from strength to strength. Great work yesterday with Diamond
and
Thunder.
Good luck in the Derby next week.
Good luck in the Derby next week. And you realise, too, if you do go into the legal profession, they can charge out at six-minute increments.
I'll send you a bill, then.
No worries. No, hey, keep it away from me. Give it to Ray Thomas. Give it to Ray Thomas. He's the man. Good
thanks,
on you, Mark.
Great. Thanks very much.